Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Getting ready for this 4th of July?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you got the... I read an article that says if you're going to grill burgers,
yeah,
you know, put them on the coal and all that, don't.
Don't grill burgers?
Yeah, I've been doing it all wrong because they say that you put them on the grill, Al, and then all the delicious juices seep out and they fall into the coal.
True.
And you're missing out on that taste. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to get
put them inside something, then on top of the grill.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like indirect heat.
Yeah, that way you keep all the flavor.
Okay,
in
makes
the
sense.
Burger. And that goes for chicken and sausage and all that good stuff as well. So apparently we've been grilling all wrong if you've just been putting it
flat on the grill.
Flat on the grill because we're missing some flavor. It's your little helpful tip right there for 4th of July.
Thank you, JC.
Thanks, JC, yeah.
And now it's time for Kelly Raspberry to give us some helpful advice in a segment we call...
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for a year and a half now, and I can see myself marrying this man.
Ooh.
He's super sweet, thoughtful, and makes me laugh all the time. Although there's one issue we don't see eye to eye on. I don't want to move in with someone unless I'm engaged to him. And he believes we should move in together because he's not going to get engaged to someone he's never lived with. I understand where he's coming from, but I don't want to live with him and not be engaged first. What should I do, Samantha?
Stick to your guns on it because that's important to you.
That's called an impasse.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what you have to do. If that's really something that's important to you, you know.
He's a test driver.
I'm a big believer.
Yeah, people feel very differently
living
about that.
Living together and sleeping together are two different things.
I'm saying it's a test drive to live together.
I thought you meant like sex.
No. I'm talking about living together.
Okay, yeah, living together, people have different lines they won't cross. I mean, they'll do the deed everywhere, but living together is crossing a boundary. But, I mean, if that's your boundary, that's your boundary, and he either respects it or doesn't. And so here's my thinking. What if y'all live together and he decides, nah, this for better or for worse? No, I'm not even getting in, you know?
Yeah.
If you love someone enough, you learn how to compromise with leaving the toilet seat up, with leaving his wet towels. I mean, it's aggravating stuff, but that's real life stuff. So what purpose is living together going to do except postpone him popping the question even longer?
That's what I wish they would do on The Bachelor. Like, put them in, instead of going to Sweden or the Netherlands or whatever.
That's what happens.
Put them in an apartment. Let them do the bills.
Yeah, put them in a tiny house.
The real life stuff is the true test of a relationship. But that's part of being married, the for better or for worse part. Why don't we just take that out of the vows? Why don't we just get married and say we have a one-year test period? Doesn't work out. We're free to go. But then again, what's the worst, the hardest year of marriage is the first year.
Because there's a lot of changes.
Because that's when you're trying to figure stuff out.
And there's going to be a lot more changes if you have never lived together.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? You lived together before you got married, and before you even got engaged.
Yes.
Did it change? Did the act of living together when you're both still single, I guess, is you're in a couple, but you're not engaged with that commitment. Did it change once you got engaged and then once you got married?
Living together?
Did anything
for
change
us,
for you?
Not really. I would say not really.
Because a lot of people I've talked to said it is different.
Okay.
Love it, and now I'm living with someone, but that's the adjustment for me. And I think that's what makes it so freaky when you do get married if you've never lived together, because then you're like, oh my gosh, I love living together.
But on the other hand, Kelly, I think I lived with Kenzie for so long prior to getting married that it wasn't a change because we were together that long. I moved in with her like 6 months after starting dating.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Y'all lived together in San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then moved here. Okay.
It wasn't
together a long time.
It was mostly because of money issues and we just didn't really have anywhere to go. And we decided to put our money together for an apartment. But
I do think, I mean, I'm all for her sticking to this, but I think it's important for everybody to have a roommate at some point.
Yeah.
Because that does teach you, instead of going, if you have two people getting married who have never lived with somebody else they're not related to, and then having to work it out, you're coming into a whole, you're like, what is this? If you live with a roommate, you go through all sorts of compromise and sharing and stealing. And that was mine. You can get a lot of that out of your system if you just live with someone, you know what I'm saying?
That's not
a romantic partner.
Yeah. Right.
Good alternative. Get you a bad roommate. Everybody needs one bad roommate.
You don't have to look for a bad roommate.
You'll find them.
But a lot of times you are the bad roommate.
Right. If you think you've never had a bad roommate, then it's
you're the bad roommate.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I got divorced from my husband a few years ago, and then a couple years after that, His aunt divorced her ex-husband. Recently, his aunt's ex-husband asked me to go on a date. My question is, do you think it's wrong and disrespectful for me to go on a date with him, even though we are not related, but we were in the same family for a little minute?
It's awkward. It's awkward and weird. Mm. And if you really...
Wow.
Is it one of these situations where, like, man, there was always chemistry between us, and I just couldn't deny it, or it's like, hey, this guy just asked me out, and I don't have anybody else to go with, so I might as well go with him. Those are two different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I actually talked to my mother about this many, 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 many years ago when a girlfriend of mine, she had a pen pal relationship with a soldier. She was writing to soldiers, and they dated, right? So he came home for visitation, whatever they call it, leave, I guess. Mm-hmm. They met, they dated for a minute, and it didn't work out. Well, guess who met him, and we had chemistry?
You.
Big spoiler there when I said we, right?
Yeah.
That would be him and I, he and I. And I had a really big conflict about that for a while, but my mother said, but what if that's really the person you're meant to be with? That's where I get my whole thing about, just because I peed on him first doesn't mean that's, you know, her property. Right? You know?
Yeah, I think it does.
If somebody happened to meet somebody and go out with them a few times, doesn't mean that this personal property. But this is a family situation.
Yeah. What was the relationship again, JC? I'm sorry.
It was the ex-husband's aunt's husband.
Ex-husband's aunt.
So they're not related by marriage.
By blood or anything.
It's like if your uncle got divorced from your aunt, and then you and your aunt tried to go out.
You hollered. I couldn't do it because I still...
I think it's an awkward situation. I don't think there's anything terribly morally wrong with it, but it could cause problems with the family. So you have to decide if it's worth it. If you're just like, I don't have anybody else to go out with, and this is the only man asking me out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth the trouble.
Right.
And you know the ex-husband looks at that guy still as an uncle. Even they got divorced. You're going to look at that dude as your uncle for a while.
Boy. I must say, go with Kelly on this one. I don't know.
Not everybody's family's that tight. I've got aunts and uncles. That's true. I don't really even, I mean, I barely know. So if I went out with one of those, that'd be way different. There's a lot.
Yeah, sometimes in the deep country, you go out with your aunt and uncle. So it doesn't, you know, it's acceptable.
I guess you'll never see the other family again.
I just would.
Take a risk?
I would risk it if it's worth it.
Yeah. Go get you that uncle.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
Do I have the right to be upset with my girlfriend of 4 years for taking her friend's ex-husband along with her in a car ride for 2 hours to visit her friend without letting me know?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait, say that again now.
I'll repeat. I will repeat. This is from Lionel. He says, Lionel. Do I have the right
First of all, Lionel, you have the right to feel anything you want. It's what you do about those feelings. Okay, now let's move on.
Lionel and friends.
Yes, you have the right to be mad about anything you want.
Do I have the right to be upset with my girlfriend of 4 years for taking her friend's ex-husband along with her in a car ride for 2 hours to visit her friend without letting him, Lionel, know?
So it's the friend's ex-husband that's tagging along to see the ex. Okay.
To go see the friend.
Well, supposedly. I'm not done.
Oh.
Now, it's not much more. Now, I'm not asking for her to ask me for permission, but I feel like I should have been informed before she agreed to anything. Yeah. To me, I feel as though it's a sign of respect of our relationship.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I don't know the guy, barely spoke with him before, but I feel like he didn't respect our relationship by not informing me as well.
Not his job.
Her reasoning was because, get this, I was asleep and she didn't get a chance to.
No, that's.
Am I wrong to be upset, Lionel?
She's covering her butt now.
Yeah.
You're not wrong to be upset, and that is a disrespectful thing.
Yeah.
And you just need to not yell at her, nobody needs to be throwing a 4-year relationship out the window over it. But you say that was disrespectful. You were in a car with a man that, you know, how would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot? I'm alone with a man in a car. It's just disrespectful to our relationship. It's not that I have a problem with you doing it. I just feel in the future we need to communicate these things. You know, this is if this is one slip up in 4 years, you know, you don't throw the relationship away. You have every right to be upset. I think that is disrespectful. If I went on a long car ride with a man and didn't tell him, why would I not tell my husband unless I was trying to hide something?
Like Anna took this ride to Houston
two weeks ago
with that really, really hot guy.
Who spoke Spanish as well.
Right, right.
First thing you did was let your boyfriend know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's just a matter of respect.
How'd your boyfriend respond?
He was just asking if he was a normal guy, honestly.
Did you tell him he was super duper hot?
Yeah,
I sent him a picture. I was like, this is the guy that I want.
It also all depends on the level of your security in the relationship.
Very, very true.
But it's just a disrespectful issue, too. Now, I know this didn't happen, so it's hard to say what you would have done. But if he told you, I am not comfortable with that, I do not want you taking this man with you on the road trip, what would you have done?
I wouldn't have done it, because if the roles were reversed, I would expect him to, like, respect me as well.
Same.
So
yeah.
If he would have said, I'm not comfortable with it, I would have told my mom, okay, sorry, but Ryan's
can't do
not
it.
Comfortable with it.
There you go.
Good, babe.
You know, the mom would have been a little bit embarrassed having to go back to her friend, but you know what? Oh, well, you get over it. So it's just a matter of, yes, you have a right to be angry. You don't have a right to make this World War III, but you can discuss it with her. And if she gets real defensive...
Thumbs up.
And says, I don't care what you think.
Real defensive. And you know what I mean.
But I don't get her excuse.
Well, she's trying to cover her butt.
He was sleeping.
Because I was asleep?
Wake me up.
You didn't tell me you're riding with the dude for 2 hours because I was sleeping?
She's scrambling. She's not a good butt coverer.
No, she's not.
No, you need a good butt cover on that.
There was even that one song back in the day, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Thanks, Stacey.
My son's really into the 80s music right now, so we're listening to it quite a bit.
So is my dog.
Love letters.
I know what it is, Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
My son loves A-ha. I never listened to A-ha. It was past my prime. She loves it.
She is suddenly into it. For years, I was trying to get her into it, and she wouldn't do it. Now she is.
Yeah,
like,
weird.
Take On Me.
Yeah.
Sing that?
That's his favorite
song
right now.
How can you not love Take On Me?
He got it because of this dancing Spider-Man on Instagram.
Mm.
He does it to the floss. All right, back to love letters, Kelly. That was my aside.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 28, single, and have found that I have an attractive neighbor about the same age. We live in a large building in NYC, so we don't see each other too often, but typically once a week, and we're always very friendly. Recently, he seems to want to chat a bit more when we do run into each other, but he's clearly oblivious that I have a total crush on him. Of course he is. I've mentioned to our doorman that I think he's cute and ask if he's single, which he appears to be. How do I take our weekly run-ins to the next level and exchange phone numbers or make plans to grab a drink? I'm outgoing and not usually shy, but I'm so nervous to make the first move if he happens to be uninterested and he only lives one flight up from me. Help, Laura.
Well, I would like for you to read the book Get the Guy. Because this is what I could give you a couple of suggestions, but it's all about giving the man the opportunity to help you.
Yeah.
Can you help me put up a shelf, big boy?
It's really,
well,
and it's
that or asking about a place that he loves to go, that kind of thing.
It's not necessarily about being a damsel in distress, but a man, it's just hardwired into DNA. I don't care how much we try to make a man different, but
we want to
deep
fix stuff
down
for y'all.
In their hard wiring, they want to be the savior. They want to be the knight in shining armor. They want to help.
I can be your hero, baby.
It will give you so many, and I'm not getting a dime off of promoting Matthew Hussey's book, but that it really was an eye-opening experience for me to read that. You'll get the gist of it in just a couple of chapters, but it's just a matter of, you know, people say there's no single men around anywhere, but you see the same guy in the coffee shop all the time or whatever, and you're standing in line and say, have you ever tried this egg sandwich? Is it any good or something? You ask for his opinion. Would you choose between this or that?
Mm-hmm.
It's so innocent. Yeah. You're not obviously hitting on him, but it opens up the opportunity. And if a man takes that, he's interested. If he's just like blowing you off, he's not.
That's right.
But it's a good way to help. So if you're in the same area, NYC, it's like, you know, I keep running into you over and over. I have a question. Do you have any idea where the nearest, the best dry cleaner is? Because my dry cleaner just ruined my blouse or something.
Right. Oh,
anything.
And then take it off.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be exchanging numbers, asking to go for cocktails and stuff.
Well, Kelly asked me to come get that dead squirrel out of her apartment, out of her house.
You were my hero.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
When Jenna asked me to fix that flat tire for her that day, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, they wanted Big Al.
They know what they're doing right here.
Uh-huh. Al shows up with his shirt off.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Baby oil all over him.
Spritzed up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not bold enough to flat out ask him out on a date, which, by the way, guys find that, the average guy finds that very attractive.
Yeah.
If you don't want to risk it, use one of these little tips. You might get the gist of it just by hearing what I just said, or go get the book, Get the Guy, because it really is.
I'm so much more into being efficient.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
You know what I mean? Because then she spends all this time building up this crush, and it could either go somewhere or not, but you spend months like looking at a guy like, I should talk to him, and you could just quickly
get it over
harmless
with.
Harmless way, right. Yeah.
It's all done. You gotta do. Dude, Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
Michelle wrote us and said, I have always said, once I got married, I will stay married. But over the last couple of years, I have had so many issues with my spouse.
Oh, boy.
From looking at other females to how filthy dirty he has become now to mental illness. He smokes out and swears it helps him. But from the outside looking in, everyone knows that's not the case. He's passed up job after job because he can't pass a drug test. He wrecked 3 cars in the last 3 years. All bills are on me, and I literally am at wit's end. We have 3 beautiful children together, plus my oldest, and I know they need their father. He opened up so many payday loan accounts and not paid them back. My credit is so bad, I can't move out of our home. We have been to doctors to get him help and get him meds, and he takes them, but then he doesn't go back for treatment. The doctor won't renew it until he does a follow-up visit. And he is back to causing issues everywhere we go. School functions, friends' houses, and the worst, church. He sings in the choir. He says he has outbursts during church and is always looking to fight. A couple weeks ago, he was trying to fight a guy on stage who he thinks wants me. I'm embarrassed and I've had it. I don't know what else to do. What is worse, my children have to see him do and act this way.
Oh, boy.
As a mother, I just can't do this anymore. I just need some type of direction at this point. Please help.
You're saying they need a father in their life. This is the example they're being given.
Yeah.
And this is what they're unfortunately going to end up looking at as a normal relationship unless you do something
about it. You've been trying.
It looks like, yeah. You know, if you've... It sounds like you're honoring your vows, and he is totally disrespecting the vows of the marriage. And I think some strong measures, but here you are in the position you're saying you can't leave, you can't afford to leave. There are options where, you know, people who are in unbelievable, I know you're listening to this, you're not unbelieving me, but people are in even worse situations than you.
Yeah.
Find a way. Because when it comes to you and protecting your kids and getting a right, healthy environment for them, you'll do anything. And so it's time to go. You're in the church. Go to the church. Ask your pastor, what options do I have? Go to family. I need to move in with you for a while. It might be enough to finally shock the crap out of him to say, I need help. I need to go. This man needs to go away for a while.
Yeah.
If he can't do it at inpatient, at whatever you call it, at home, that's not inpatient. That's outpatient. If he can't do it for him at home, he needs to say, I'm committed to fix his family. I need to go away for 30, 60, 90 days.
Right.
There are very good programs out there that can hopefully save your marriage. But that's going to have to be like, look, this is either going to happen. You're going to have to maybe have an intervention with friends, the pastor, family, and say, this isn't working.
Yeah, that's serious.
This is your last chance. You go away. You get help. We love you. We want to keep this family in together. But I cannot raise my children in this environment.
She said,
I have to leave.
She said she's paying all the bills and everything. So you tell him to leave.
Yeah.
You tell him to leave.
That's it. Line in the sand.
Go get your stuff together and then come back when you got it. Right.
And if he's not willing to do that, then he might have to lose everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Sometimes you need to hit rock bottom. And
I would not stay in that.
No, I would not stay in that
environment another minute.
Yeah.
Well, was it Dr. Phil that said earn your way out?
He did.
She did, for sure.
This man does have a lot of problems, and I'm not saying abandon him, but you give him the option where it's his choice.
Yeah. Great advice today from Kelly Raspberry.
Yep.
I was long-winded on my advice.
No, you're good.
Today.
Yeah. Go to KidNation.com and write our love expert. We'll be back at it again before you know it. But coming up next, what's been going on this week? Well, Anna's going to catch you up with her midweek update.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, Kid Nation, you've been sending in some wild dreams.
Right?
I don't know what you are eating before you go to bed. What's happening? But you're having some wild dreams. It's all good. Our dream expert, Jenna's going to read those dreams for you in about 20 minutes.
You are right about that. I'm glad you brought that up. If you eat a lot of sugar, eat a big meal right before bed, you're more likely to have vivid dreams.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, so there is that element of it. There's some easy fixes to having crazy dreams.
But if you are having those crazy dreams, Jenna will let you know what they mean.
I'm here for you.
For show. But we got our girl Anna in studio right now, and it is time for her midweek update.
Hello.
Anna, you also do a podcast.
I do. It's called Channel Surfing.
When you talk about TV and all that good stuff.
Yes.
And I saw there's a bunch of really good reality TV out right now.
Yeah, this week's episode is actually all about reality TV.
Okay.
Which is great.
So you're into The Bachelorette?
Yes.
Super into that?
Yes, of course, which we talked about yesterday.
You talked about how you became a Luke fan.
Just out of spite for the storyline of, like, them wanting us to hate Luke so much.
Yeah.
I got so annoyed. Yeah. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start to like him.
You can't manipulate me.
Right. I know how this is edited.
But who's the guy you really like to win?
Well, I really like Tyler, like you guys. I also really like Peter the pilot. I started following them both on Instagram yesterday.
And Peter rubs me the wrong way.
Something about Peter is weird.
Something about the Peter.
Oh, he's so cute.
I don't know.
He donated blood yesterday.
Oh, see?
That's right. Nice people can donate blood.
But he strikes you?
Weird.
Okay.
In a weird way, people can donate blood. He's just, something's off about him.
I'm sure we'll find out. But Anna's really into The Bachelorette. What's the other one? You've been watching Big Brother 21?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Big Brother. It's like one of my favorite parts of the summer.
I missed last night's episode, but I am all caught up before that.
Well, and so Big Brother's on 3 nights a week.
Yeah.
So it's a commitment.
It's a lot.
Every
oh,
summer.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but it's like,
I know a girl that's on it, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
The blonde girl, Kat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How is she doing? Is she still on?
Yeah, she's still on. Yeah.
Good.
They don't
Good.
Have the, I think the first eviction is tonight, actually.
Mm.
So. I like the people so far. I haven't seen a show.
I haven't watched it yet. I don't like that show.
It's
interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoy it. I've been into it for years, though.
What about Are You the One? Have you watched any of those?
Yes.
On MTV. Is that on point?
Yes. Okay, so I am really into, like, just trash television, honestly.
Yeah.
And everything on MTV is just absolute garbage.
It's a little trash.
In the best
yeah.
way possible. But I love it. Are You the One is, like, a reality dating show that they have, and it's in the 8th season, and I've watched all of them. I don't know why.
But this season's the first time they've done it where everybody's fluid.
Yes.
So everybody likes guys, girls. I mean, everybody's just out there.
Yeah, it's the first U.S. dating show to have a 100% LGBTQ cast.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
So not only do you have to compete, like if you have girls there and you got to compete against other guys, now you got to compete against other girls.
Yeah.
So
you got double the options.
Too much pressure. Yeah.
It's like super hard to find
right?
the one when,
yeah.
when there's so many options for everybody.
The drama is surreal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have those recorded. I haven't started watching, but based on what you just said now, I think I'm going to jump on.
But it's like, I mean, tonight's episode is called This is Trash.
Okay, perfect.
But I love it.
And I have watched the first episode of this one. The Hills is back.
Yes.
I missed the second episode. I forgot it was on Monday.
How was it?
I didn't see the first episode, but I watched this week's episode.
Okay,
so we've
good?
Seen each other's other episodes.
Y'all can catch each other up.
Yeah.
I really like it. I love, so it's like the same cast minus Lauren and Kristen.
Because they're busy.
So, minus
being successful.
So it's the main cast minus the stars plus. Yeah.
Exactly. But I love that they're all like the same. It's been 10 years, but they talk the same way that they did 10 years
same
ago.
Same fights.
Same fights. Like
same love
drama.
Interest.
It's, they added a new guy, Brandon Lee.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee's son.
Yeah. And
is he any good?
He's cool so far.
I like him. He's 23, and I didn't know who he was when I watched it, so I read his whole like life story online. But they brought him on to like bring like a younger flair, quote unquote, to the show, and I really, really like him. So.
And nothing's off limits with these people. They talk about everything.
Like him getting into a fight with his dad.
He hasn't talked. I don't know if he did the second one, but yeah, he did. Yeah. He did knock out Tommy Lee. They got in a fight a couple years ago. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and in this week's episode, like him and Brody Jenner had kind of like a heart to heart about having like celebrity parents and like. Everything that he went through and how he's sober now and all that stuff.
All right.
So, yeah.
So, okay. Some really good reality TV going on right now.
Yeah, check out my podcast, Channel Surfing.
All right,
do you talk about non-reality TV, things that I like? Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah. I was just...
Big Little Lies?
Yes. Yeah. And Euphoria, all of that. It was just this week's episode just happened to be about reality TV.
Oh, good.
So, I got you.
Okay.
If you have any recommendations, hit me up.
Yeah, hit Anna up and launch into that midweek update. What's going on?
Yes. Well, speaking of The Hills...
Yeah.
The new one is called The Hills New Beginnings, which for some reason that title just makes me laugh because it's like playing with my nostalgia, but also trying to make it like relatable, like The Hills New Beginnings. So I thought of a few other things from back in the day and what their updated taglines would be, like slip and slide. Into the DMs. What are we doing outside? Heelys. The original Yeezys. Because only rich kids had those.
Mm. Oh, that's so true.
Right?
You know?
All those rich kids with their Heelys.
Right. Cosmic Brownies. Still not expired.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
You remember those Cosmic Brownies?
No.
You had to live in the cafeteria.
I don't know Heelys or Cosmic Brownies.
I know Heelys.
Just a brownie and a...
Kids that skate around on the shoes.
Yeah.
I try to buy me some, but they don't make it in adult sizes. Or at least when I try.
What are Cosmic Brownies?
They're those, like... I used to have them always, like, in, like, the cafeteria. They're just these, like, brown... I mean, they're brownies obviously, and they just have, like, little sprinkles, but they come in, like, this little plastic baggie.
So you can keep them forever.
And they just look like they last, like, 20 years.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
But it really does.
I want some.
Okay. okay, do you guys remember the Got Milk campaign?
Yeah, yes. With the mustache.
With the mustache, yeah. Like Jennifer Aniston did it and all of that. Well, I guess now it would be God, dairy-free, gluten-free, vegan soy milk.
Shout out.
Yeah, true story right
there. I did think of you when I wrote that.
Yeah, don't pick fun of my, make fun of my intolerance.
No, but do you got any? Just kidding.
Actually, yes, look, here's some almond milk yogurt. Oh, how, you want some?
Maybe. AOL Instant Messenger.
Uh-huh.
Where we all learned how to catfish people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was so
sure.
good.
Baby steps.
Do you remember what your, like, screen name was on AOL Instant Messenger?
Of course. SCPimp5.
What grade were you in?
When I came up with that? I want to say I was probably in 10th grade.
Wow.
SCPimp. Kinsey's, because that's how we started talking to you, was Blonde Bombshell 83.
Wow.
Mine was Pug Lover 84. Not surprising because I'm still a pug lover.
That's cute.
And I even remember the name of the girl that catfished me so bad. It was Sexy Legs 12.
Oh.
Yeah, she got me good.
Because she didn't have sexy legs?
How'd you find out you were being catfished?
I met her.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have sexy legs, I'm guessing.
She asked me if I wanted to leave, that would be okay. And I said, thank you. So I left.
I thought I was so clever because mine was banana, but Anna was capitalized.
Oh, that's pretty good. Like, that's,
nobody got it.
Yeah, it was just banana, but I thought about that.
What was yours, Jenna?
I just told you.
Pug lover.
Pug lover, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought you'd go with like a soccer one.
Soccer chick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Tumblr. Taylor Swift still uses it.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. I was really surprised by that, honestly.
I did, too.
So was I.
I thought it would have been an Instagram post, but that's fine.
Yeah, I was surprised
I get
that
it.
She chose
but
that.
She's really active on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Maybe she's an investor and we don't know it.
Probably.
Maybe.
Somewhere.
But speaking of Taylor Swift, and, like, obviously we've talked about her and the Scooter Braun drama
a lot.
Because there is a lot going on with them. It has a lot of layers. Basically, Taylor's just upset that Scooter bought the rights to her masters. And she penned it out on the Tumblr letter scene around the world. But how badly do you think that she wishes she had a scooter right now as her getaway car?
Yeah.
You know, maybe she should skirt this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. She really honked the horn on this situation.
Oh, Anna.
But I think that for me, the most shocking part of this all was that our very own Nick Adams was not on Taylor Swift's side.
Which we found out yesterday,
which is probably because he himself has a scooter.
Yeah,
so true.
Scooter.
Very 2+2. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Wait, just speaking of, have y'all seen that Nick's scooter has its own Twitter account?
Mm-hmm. No,
it does. It's like at Nick Adams Scooter on Twitter.
What?
It like tweets from like the perspective of Nick's scooter. It's so funny.
Is he doing it?
I don't know.
Huh.
It's really funny.
Nick's saying no, but yeah.
What kind of things is
trying to get clout for your scooter?
There was like a black and white picture of the scooter, and it was like, everyone says, hey, Nick, nice scooter, but no one says, hey, Nick, how is your scooter?
Oh, it's an emo scooter account.
It's a scooter that's
put some respect on that
in love with Nick Adams.
Yeah.
Okay, so tomorrow is 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
or July 4th, or the 4th, or whatever it is that you like to call it, and we'll be celebrating our country, repping the red, white, and blue. But how about some alternative things to do during this holiday?
Okay.
I will be celebrating the red bite and blue with all the burgers that I will be consuming.
Mm.
Okay. Are you in a fight with your man right now? Let him know that you'll be leaving him on red, white, and blue.
And I'm not fighting now.
What about red fright and blue? You know, who says spooky season only has to be in October?
Oh, right. Imagine a really cool haunted house for 4th of July.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Maybe watch some scary movies tomorrow.
Maybe it can be all based on the founding fathers.
Yeah.
You have, like,
a scary Abe.
Yeah. Like, here's
Ben Franklin.
That kind of stuff.
Yes.
Was he a founding father? He wasn't a founding father. He's a
founder of electricity, though.
But I think that maybe the best way to celebrate your day off tomorrow would be to celebrate red, white, and you.
Aww.
Celebrate yourself. You know?
Every day, Anna.
Yeah, maybe eat a whole pizza or binge watch the new Stranger Things that comes out tomorrow.
That'll make you feel good
tomorrow.
About yourself later.
Yeah. But by the way, speaking of Stranger Things, mm-hmm. I came across an article yesterday about Millie Bobby Brown's net worth.
What
Did you know that
She needs to change her name to Million Bobby Brown. She's worth like $4 million.
Wow. Oh, I bet she's worth more than that.
Isn't
she's
not that even ridiculous?
She's not even 16, is she?
She's like made like $2 million just off of the new season of Stranger Things.
Wow.
It's absurd. And she's only 15.
She's 15.
Okay, do you want to know what I was doing when I was 15?
What, Anna?
I was watching The Hills and catfishing people on AOL.
So full circle. Full circle.
Nicely done, Anna, with that midweek update. People are sending us pictures of the cosmic brownies. And of course, yeah, I remember those.
Oh, they're little Debbie.
Yes. Okay, I definitely had them. Yeah,
those are still in the store.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, they still got them.
Oh, wow.
You were making it sound like they were in Ziploc bags that they were homemade by someone.
Oh.
No, they come in bags.
They come in those little plastic bags.
And you break them.
All you had to say was little Debbie.
I didn't know they were little Debbie.
Cosmic brownies.
Cosmic brownies.
Look at that. Definitely had some.
I just didn't realize that was the name of.
I got a cousin named Cosmic Brownie.
Yeah, you do.
I just didn't do a good job.
I had my name Cosmic Brockington growing up.
Yeah, you did.
I thought you were talking about like a different kind of Cosmic Brownie.
Maybe Little Jimmy's.
I was like,
that would be actually a good name for it.
That would be a good name for it.
Out there in California or Colorado, or one of those states out there. All right, coming up next, speaking of Cosmic. Were you having some wild dreams? Because if you wrote Jenna, you slipped into the DMs at Kid Nation on Instagram or on Twitter. Anna found some really good ones. Jenna went through them as well. She studied them, and now she's going to let you know what they mean. It might not mean what you actually think. We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
4th of July is tomorrow, so of course, what are we all going to be doing?
Eating.
Watching the hot dog competition.
I'm looking at the website right now, JC.
Nathan's 4th of July hot dog contest. How did that begin? Well, legend has it that four immigrants got into an argument over who was more patriotic on 4th of July. So they
I'll prove it. I'll eat more hot dogs.
So they decided to settle the disagreement by seeing who could eat the most wieners.
Oh, that's so odd.
Fun fact right there about the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating competition. Why were you looking at Al?
Well, I was just, I don't know why I thought about the 4th of July and I thought about this hot dog eating contest. I actually called Nathan's years ago to see how much they would charge to come out and do it at my place. And it was like $7,500. They charge you to bring their event. But anyway, that Joey Chestnut guy has won like 14 out of the last 15 years.
He's the GOAT.
I mean, he's the GOAT. Yeah, and Kobayashi. Or not Kobayashi. What was that guy's name? Kobayashi.
Yeah.
Kobayashi.
And they're in shape.
Like 6 or 7 years before that. Yeah. He hadn't won in a while. He hadn't even participated. 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes last year.
I think that's how many I ate the whole year.
My God. I think that's 74 months more than I've ever eaten in my life. Yeah. I've had two.
Oh,
one at a baseball game out of starvation because it went into extra innings.
I love a good hot dog, but seeing people shove one after the another into their, and they dip them in all that liquid
water.
And it's just so gross.
Yeah. If there's ever a tie, they have to have another eat-off.
Oh.
And whoever finishes five hot dogs quicker, that's the tiebreaker.
Nice. I don't know, but thank you for letting me know the overtime rules.
Yeah.
You just inhale them without chewing.
Yeah.
It's like their version of penalty kicks.
Remember our friend Molly who came in here and destroyed the pudding?
Yeah.
That changed eating competitions for me, watching y'all do that. Yeah. No, I mean, I can't handle it anymore.
Molly and I are friends on Facebook, and she's still at it.
Is she?
Oh, she's crushing.
But it's her career.
Source of income.
She ate, what was it? I think it was butter. I don't know how many pounds of butter.
I love butter.
But she got it down.
I love butter.
It was,
but I'm not eating a whole pound
like
of
a
butter.
Spread on a roll.
Jenna. Blocks of cheese. I think she ate like
cheese.
I think she ate like 10 pounds or something.
Oh man.
A bunch of blocks of cheese.
And the thing is she doesn't regurgitate.
No. And she's
But she's like
teeny
a snake.
Tiny.
Yeah, but you know, she doesn't eat. She does the opposite, right? Didn't she say that? Like after she does one of those, she doesn't eat for like a month.
Why would you want to
shed skin?
All the joy I would imagine of eating, all the pleasure you get. Has to be stripped away.
I know. Well, imagine the kind of dreams she's having after she eats all that
nice
stuff.
Nice segue.
Right there. Nice little segment. Jenna did that entire conversation wearing her her dream reading
this
hat.
This is my new and improved and much larger dream hat.
It's a Jiffy Pop dream hat.
I actually bought it with my own money and forgot to turn in the receipt.
It's worth it, Jenna.
My headphones don't fit over it, so please talk loudly.
Okay. Dear Jenna!
No.
Wow.
Sorry. Jenna, we'll just kick it off here with the first dream. I dreamed that I was eating a cup of noodles. And when I was almost finished, I looked into the cup. and they were worms. What does that freaking mean? Please help.
You know what's crazy? I see your messages, and a lot of y'all dream. I had never had this food dream. A lot of y'all dream about eating things and looking down, and either it's turned into some sort of animal, or it, mostly a worm or a snake or a spider, or you're pulling it out of your mouth, and it's a ugh, which sounds like just a totally repulsive sort of dream. Yeah. And much to all of our surprise, it's a very good sign.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. If you, especially worms, if worms crawl out of anything in your dream, it means that you have some repressed feelings and emotions finally coming out in the open, ready for you to confront and deal with them.
Oh, that's good.
Worms.
Worms are a good thing.
Think about it. Worms come out when it rains.
Yeah.
So your emotions are there. That's just my personal analysis there. The worms come out when it rains. But yeah, if you've had a lot of emotions you've been suppressing, this is, it's ready to come out in the open.
Yeah.
Worms are a good thing.
Sounds like a good song. A good country song.
This is for Jenna, the dream expert. I keep having dreams about a coworker. The first time I had a dream, I had a dream that I was cuddling with him while he was shirtless in bed.
Al, is this from you?
No, it's not.
Is it about me and you, Al?
It's not. He asked if I could shave his chest.
It is about
us. He's a pretty large guy, so it took a while.
Yeah.
But he was all sweaty and gross. The second one was also of him, and I proceeded to give him a back rub, also shirtless. Why am I continuing to have these dreams about grooming and taking care of this man? I am not attracted to him whatsoever. That's from Chris.
Okay, Chris. Al.
What?
Al, when you're dreaming about a coworker.
This is not me.
Al.
It's all good, buddy.
Al, you get to choose your letters, and obviously you wrote this one. So, so Al, Chris, I'll call you whatever you want. But when you're dreaming about a coworker, it doesn't always mean you're having a gay tendency like this. It means that there's something about this coworker that you admire, that you want to integrate into your own self. So maybe you just love JC's work ethic or his, you know, his physical shape.
It's Chris with a K, with it's K-R-I-S, so I think it's a girl.
I think. Know a Chris with a K, that's a dude.
Okay. But anyway, proceed.
Regardless.
Proceed.
Again, Chris. Yeah, but it actually really means, as weird as you can have, you know, these dreams about coworkers, often you dream about people that are in your day-to-day life. It's just they're there, but sometimes it means that maybe you've been working on something.
Something? Making on something?
My snow's rubbing off on you.
Oh, my God.
Now you get me.
Yeah. But anyway, it could have a lot to do with guidance. And I know shaving the back and doing all of that grooming's weird, but I'm telling you, it could be as simple as he grosses you out and he's in your dream and you want to fix things on him. Or there's just something about his work ethic that you really like and admire and you want to, or you want to make love to JC. Al, that's my analysis.
Say what?
There's so many possibilities. It's not always a clear-cut answer.
It's so hard when I don't know if it's from you or not.
It's not.
You think you're losing me? Because of this? Because of my Allen connection? Yeah! Tank Top Twins on Instagram at Kid Nation if you want to check it out.
Summer.
I'm JC with the dope tank tops.
Okay, Al, you can shave my back.
Wait, that's all we get?
Got dropped.
No, you gotta listen to Honest Instagram at Kid Nation. Go get it.
Okay. All right.
The whole single's out there for you to listen to.
That was just a tease. You
a little tease, because Jenna right now is reading our dreams for us.
Right. This one.
All right.
Jenna, I had a dream about you the other night.
Oh.
This person wrote, not me. I dreamt that she and Juan Wick wanted to white trash it up and get married in my trailer park.
Oh, man.
After the very trashy ceremony, pink flamingos and all, they jumped in our community pool.
Oh.
The pool is the pool that I no longer go to because kids poo in it.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
So it is an open invitation, Jenna, if you ever want to white trash it up. Come on, LOL.
What's that mean, Jenna?
I have no idea what that dream means.
Is that a dream or more of just a roundabout way of inviting
you? A fantasy
you?
Or something, yeah.
I'd love to come to your trailer park with the flamingos. I don't foresee myself having a wedding, but I have no idea what that dream means.
Great photos.
I think if you dream about people like us, you listen to us every day. It's as simple as that, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe you saw a photo on Instagram. Everyone thought that I got married. It was my friend's wedding. I really don't know what that dream means, though. I'm just being totally honest.
Oh, you stumped the dream?
No, it happened.
I'm stumped.
It happens sometimes.
I have these lucid dreams.
That big old hat, you can't figure out that dream.
Hey, Jenna. I had a dream where I'm in bed, right? And a girl is looking at me at the end of the bed. And then she crawls under my bed, and I hear whispering.
Creepy, right?
Very creepy.
So we've talked about, I actually don't know if I've ever told you this before. When you have dreams in your own bedroom, that's as private and personal as your dream space gets. Because, of course, that's where you feel the most vulnerable and intimate, probably, is in your bedroom. And so when you dream about that, there's some kind of invasion of privacy going on. You're being paranoid, or there's someone that's been gossiping about you, or you feel a sense of invasion of privacy. So to see some creep at the foot of your bed, then whispering and hiding under your bed, you feel like someone's talking about you behind your back.
Ooh.
Or someone's invaded your privacy in your real life, in your day-to-day.
All I can think about is if they were telling this dream in the group of guys, the first question we would ask as dudes is, she hot?
Yeah. She hot? Yeah. What was she wearing?
Yeah, what was she wearing?
Yeah.
But Jenna over here analyzed it correctly.
This hat's itchy.
Is it itchy?
Do you think something's in it?
It could be.
My kids wore it, so, you know, kids always
got that. They got the lice?
Kids always got that lice thing going on.
You know
on
what? If I get around and it's so hard to stop it, the kids keep passing it. Jenna. We need to check your scalp during the break.
Lice check.
Does Chloe have lice?
No, I don't think so. She what?
What do you call that stuff? Rid.
I'm about to get a whole airplane to Europe full of lice.
Ooh.
I don't think my kids have lice. I'm pretty sure.
You gonna check today now?
Yeah, we'll check. Well, after we check Jenna. So if Jenna has it, then I'll definitely check.
I'm sure things are living in my hair. I got so much of it.
Yeah.
Come on, say DJ Lice in Espanol, por favor.
Lice.
Como se dice?
Come on, dice.
Como se dice? I don't remember how to say lice in Spanish, actually.
Buggy?
No. Lice. There's a word for it.
There's a word for lice.
I never had lice as a kid, so I don't think my mom said it to me. If she did, I forgot.
Los piojos.
What is it?
Los piojos.
Piojos. There you go, yeah.
Good, babe.
Send them with the Google skills right there. Piojos.
No.
Sounds familiar.
You know I got that Spanish translator on lock.
I know you do.
Head is itching.
I know. Everybody's itching. I know you're so itching your head right now, Kid Nation.
The mention of the word lice, I'm like, I'm trying not to scratch. I'm like, I can't. I got to scratch. Okay. Yeah. I'm done.
You're done? All right, cool.
But I'm not done.
No, you're not, because we do have the Showbiz Top 5 coming up. By the way, if you want to write Jenna, text us at 800-543-3548 with your dreams, or out slip into the DMs at Kid Nation on Instagram.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. You get where you like.
Say you get where you like. All right, Kid Nation, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Whatever Wednesday, that means you can ask us anything you like. You can say anything you like to the show. You can bring up any story that we may not have touched on yet.
Whatever.
Sometimes we miss things and we want to hear from you, whatever you're into. Or you can give our boy Trey some marriage advice, because our little boy's getting married.
Yay!
We're off and getting married. So, all is welcome. Got a couple here on the text. Well, I'm going to have Trey come in here so we could talk to him about it. But Jason wrote in really nice, a nice note for me. And he said, I just want to thank JC for coming in to work on Monday after losing his beloved dog, Dex. No one would have blamed him for not coming in that day, but he put listeners first and his family second. It wasn't that I put my family second. It was that I honestly think I needed to get away from my house.
You just need to stay in your routine.
I needed to stay. It literally gave me an outlet to not spend the whole morning.
Morning.
You know, crying. Yeah. I thank you, Kid Nation, for letting me come
Absolutely,
in.
Absolutely, bro.
Getting my mind off of things. So thank you, Jason, for that message right there. And Trey, I got some marriage advice in here for you from the text, man.
All right.
Trey, I got some marriage advice for you. It says, give in to those little arguments. That way, when you have a big disagreement, you already know what it feels like to lose.
Yeah.
I'll fight tooth and nail, probably, on even the stupid little stuff.
Oh, you are pretty stubborn. Are you stubborn with your girl, too?
Yeah, she likes single stuffed Oreos. We fight every time we get them at the grocery store.
But
single
why is stuffed? That a fight?
What do you mean? Double stuffed is the only way to go.
So many bigger things.
Yeah, they have mega stuff too.
Yes. I want mega stuff. So I'm assuming she lets you win.
No, we go with the single stuff. What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, so you let her, so she wins, but you just put up a fight.
Yes.
That's what you gotta do. That's how we do it as guys. We still want to have the argument. We know we're not gonna win in the end, but we'll still have it.
I can't understand why, after all these years, you still like single stuffed Oreos.
It's crazy talk. she likes to eat the icing. It's fine. It's a thing, but it's fine.
She's an icing licker?
Yes.
And not the cookie.
Well, she'll eat the cookie afterwards. But
what?
If she likes the icing, why wouldn't she want more icing?
I don't get it. See that?
Man, I don't know how y'all gonna make
I'm
it.
Either.
When is your wedding?
The 6th, Saturday.
Oh, so Saturday. Down where in Mexico?
In Mexico.
Mexico.
Nice.
Yeah, Punta Mita.
Spanish words.
Punta Mita.
One of those places. Yeah,
exactly.
Jenna knows what's going on.
I love that I know where your wedding is.
Yeah.
It's in Punta Mita.
Hey, Trey. Congrats on the upcoming wedding. Coming up on being married 18 years with my husband. Together for 19. My best advice? Fight. Don't keep things bottled up. Always talk through it, especially after you've had time to cool off. Communication is key. Never stop dating each other either.
Just another thing I should get off my chest.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. What?
She likes strawberry jelly, and I'm a grape man.
Y'all fight a lot about food, apparently.
Oh, and where does the syrup go?
In the pantry.
It could be argued the fridge, but I like the pantry.
I say the fridge. She puts it in the pantry.
Does
she will
say
move
refrigerate?
Because then it's cold on hot.
We don't read.
Read.
We don't read.
Does it say refrigerate?
I'm asking.
I just don't put it in there because it gets all cold and chunky.
I've always been a pantry guy.
And I don't like to put it in the microwave. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trey, I got some for you, buddy, I've been married for a minute.
There you go.
And I try to go serious because I know we joke a lot.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell it. I want you to write a note, a letter, a love letter for her, and let her know how much you love her and all the good qualities that she has, so that when you guys get in your huge blowout fight, you can pull that out and say, read this.
Don't show it to her until you have a fight?
Yep. I did it.
Wow.
And then she keeps it afterwards, right? So when you have more,
you just get that letter.
And she'll do it on her own. She'll go and read the letter on her own when we get in fights now. But yeah, it always helps because she'll walk in there, she'll blow off the steam, walks out 10 minutes later with tears in her eyes, and we hug.
Should you make many, many copies of it so that you can always have it?
Yeah. I think she would keep it.
Yeah, just in case there's another argument. Yeah.
Hey, you got to keep one in the car, keep one in the kitchen.
Right.
Keep one wherever you are. Just
you can make the copy.
And one at her job just in case you're having an argument by text.
Exactly.
But that's helped me.
Al's been in this situation.
That's helped quite a bit.
You can learn a lot more from probably from divorced people than you can from married people.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, learn by the mistakes.
Also, always say I love you and give her a kiss before you leave for work because you never know.
That is very important to me. I wake her up.
I love that though. It's true.
Honestly.
Yeah.
No, I told you I was going to be serious about this because Trey and I joke so much that I feel like I got to give him. I feel like a big brother to him. I got to give him some love.
Even if I'm mad as fire at him, I'll say I love you with gritted teeth.
And you got to give him a kiss.
You might die in your sleep.
You never know.
That's right.
Always say goodbye and I love you before you.
I'll tell you when I was married, I thought. Well, when I was married.
You're still married.
To just know that he thinks of you at some point during the day is the best. A random text, or if you just, you'll be so surprised how the littlest things can mean the most. Like if you go get gas and you run in the convenience store and get her a Payday candy bar, you know she loves them, and brings it home and say, I got that for you today.
Single stuffed Oreo.
It's just the hugest thing. The things that you just, the little remembrances, that means that you thought of her because you just at a random time. It just means a lot. Bring her flowers for no reason whatsoever. It doesn't have to be the expensive long stems delivered to her to work. You just, like, again, grab them at the grocery store. If you had to go pick up milk, hey, I brought you these flowers. It means so much, those little remembrances. And whenever anybody asks Alan his advice for marriage, he says, have a short memory.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, if you're mad, you can be mad, but how long are you going to be mad? Just forget it and move on.
And whatever you do,
best advice.
Do not take pictures or have any recordings of the bachelor party. That's my advice.
Well, he's probably already done.
He already did that.
Okay. And if there are pictures, burn them.
Okay, got it.
Not all guys had your bachelor party, Al.
Do not take pictures.
Did you take pictures?
Somebody did. Then I put them in my backpack. Then I went to Mexico on a trip. And then I said, hey, baby, can you go in my backpack and get out my blah, 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 whatever it is? Which should have been a sign. I'm in Mexico. She's not.
Yeah.
And she went in there and she found a picture.
So don't be Al.
No. Don't do anything I did when I was married.
Hey, did you choose to? Are you guys going to see each other before the ceremony? Because I know you guys were talking about that.
We have decided to do photos afterwards, so I will see her for the first time as she walks down the aisle.
That's a good move, Trey. I like that move.
There will be tears.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Mike! Hello,
yeah.
Mike. What's going on, buddy?
I got some advice for Trey.
All right, go ahead. Sir.
All right, now, the advice I'm about to give you, I learned from a real smart man in my life. It applies to a lot of things in life, but it's helped me the most in my marriage. He told me that if you replace the word have with get in your life, like, for example, if you're going through a rough patch sometime in the future with your wife and you're in that mood where you'd rather be away from her, you'd rather be at work or whatever, and you're like, well, I got to go home to the wife. I have to go home to the wife. So instead, replace that and say, I get to go home to the wife. Uh-huh. It'll change your perspective. It'll help you to let the bad feelings go and realize what you have before you lose it.
That's good.
That's a great one, Mike. I get to
have strawberry jelly.
How about
yeah.
Yes.
How about God? Like,
I get to have single stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It does, just even saying it that way changes something in your
I get to do the dishes.
Exactly.
I get to not play video games anytime.
I get to hang out with you, honey.
It sounds so much more positive when you
say
it that way.
That's absolutely right.
Mike, well done, sir. Jose. That's you, Jose.
Hello, we hear you breathing.
Hey, how you doing?
There you are. Okay.
So, are you a wedding photographer?
So, I have been a wedding photographer for the last 13 years. I've been in the wedding industry for the last 15 years. And, you know, one of the things is, if don't have your bachelor party the night before the wedding. Don't get drunk the night before your wedding. You know, just really have... stay hydrated the day before the wedding. You know, you don't want to have that time where you're going to be tired. Also, write her a handwritten note before, you know, so that you can give it to her as she's getting ready and she can read it.
Yeah.
You know, I heard you say that you are going to cry, you know, as she's walking down the aisle. Put a thumbtack in your shoe just in case you don't, so you can step on it and make the cry come out. You know, that really helps. That really helps out the photographers a lot. So, you know, make a cry. Even if you think you're going, just stick a thumbtack in there just in case.
Just in case.
Well done, Jose. Yes.
Very practical advice.
Practical advice from a photographer. Yeah, Jose's out there for the good shots, you know. He's getting the good shots out there.
And then she could tack the handwritten note up somewhere with
the
thumbtack.
Thumb
with
the
thumbtack. With
your blood. And if you want wedding advice, don't smash the cake in her face.
Oh, for sure.
And, please don't do that.
Really great advice from Melissa. Melissa, what is your wedding advice for Trey?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So I was getting married to my wonderful husband almost 11 years ago, and a very, very dear friend. I consider him my second dad. Him and his wife have been married for 50 years. He took me aside and he said, if y'all are in a heated argument, he said, just strip down butt naked. And if both of y'all can argue while you're both completely naked, then it's something worth arguing over. He said, and if you can't, then, well, you know what the outcome is.
Sex?
Yeah. Divorce.
Oh.
Oh.
Good, babe.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.